This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The commander of American troops in Afghanistan said Tuesday he was deeply concerned about the deteriorating security situation in the country as U.S. and NATO militaries plan to fully withdraw by September 11th. General Austin Scott Miller, who's overseeing the troop exit, made the remarks as battlefield hostilities between Taliban insurgents and U.S.-supported Afghan government forces have escalated across the conflict-torn nation. Speaking to reporters in the Afghan capital, Kabul, the general described the security situation as not good right now. He said recent insurgent territorial gains were concerning and cautioned the Taliban against attempting to take control of the country by force. The Taliban claimed to have captured more than 100 of the country's 419 districts since May the 1st, when the last remaining U.S. and allied soldiers formally began leaving Afghanistan after almost two decades. Afghan officials said security forces have retaken some of the districts in recent days and vowed to evict insurgents from others. The military drawdown stems from a February 2020 agreement Washington negotiated with the Taliban in Doha, Qatar, to close what has been the longest war in U.S. history. The deal binds U.S. airstrikes on insurgent positions in return for a Taliban ceasefire with foreign troops and counterterrorism assurances. But the Taliban in recent days have accused Washington of launching airstrikes against their fighters in violation of the deal, even as U.S. troops withdraw. An unmanned NASA resupply ship docked at the International Space Station since February departed on Tuesday on one last mission to deploy satellites before burning up in the Earth's atmosphere. The Cygnus supply ship, known as the Katherine Johnson, was to remain in Earth orbit to deploy five satellites after departure from the space.